The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Live. Thank you very, very much for being here. We had a very extensive conversation in the first hour with Chris Fanini about the situation at Bama with the baseball program and the gambling. How about some football conversation, some quarterback battles, and especially at a couple of big schools that could play or maybe not play into the national championship. Chris Lowe, our friend from ESPN, joining us now. Chris, good to see you always. Thank you very much. So let us know what's been happening in the spring, especially with some of these QB battles.
Paul, it's great to be with you as always. Yeah, I, you know, you look around the country at key places, you just noted, and some really big names leaving. You know, I, Bryce Young, and C.J. Stroud at Ohio State, and even Stetson Bennett. You know, who would have thought 3 years ago that Stetson Bennett would be, quote-unquote, big loss? But there's no question it's a quarterback's game now more than ever, and you got to have that guy behind the center who knows what he's doing and can pull the trigger in key situations.
Let's start with Alabama because that's the one that's generated the most conversation. Buckner in. Many wonder, you know, would he be going there? Would they want him if they didn't think they needed him? And then Ty Simpson, Milroe. What do you see happening in Alabama?
Paul, I think they went through spring practice and, to be frank, just didn't see what they wanted to see out of either one of the guys, Milroe or Simpson. And that's not to say that they don't think either one of those guys can be the star going forward or they've given up on him. But when Buckner came available and with his ties to new coordinator Tommy Reese, Bama saw an opportunity to bring somebody else in to compete with those guys, a guy who's played. Alabama recruited him, actually offered him out of high school. And I think, again, the key component here is that Tommy Reese knows him. He's coached him, knows what he can and can't do. And I don't think Alabama wanted to get stuck going into the 23 season and not having another option.
Number of other schools have battles. Probably the Chris, I think one of the most confusing ones to me is Ole Miss. They have a wealth of talent. How does it break down?
Yeah, that's to me, Paul. I'm glad you brought them up. That's to me the most fascinating situation in the SEC because Jackson Dart really as a first year starter last year was pretty solid. Now he had those 2 to 3, you know, what were you thinking plays every game that they want to get past, and in talking to people at Ole Miss, they felt like this spring he took a huge step. And maybe that says a lot about him, maybe as much as anything, you bring in a Spencer Sanders who'd started for 4 years at Oklahoma State. You bring in a Walker Howard who was a five-star recruit at LSU. And I think that really lit a fire in him. He played consistently. He played with a lot of confidence. I don't think you're able to fully assess where Spencer Sanders is right now because he had a shoulder that limited him. In this spring, his ability to run and what Alabama wants to do with their quarterback run game is a perfect fit. So I think Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss Jr., they're in a good position. Everybody else says, well, hey, you got three guys. You're not sure, you know, is that going to cause problems? I think they love it. I think they love the fact there's still going to be competition. But right now, I think Jackson Dart's the guy. Spencer Sanders is going to have to really play well, really well, in the preseason to beat him out.
Chris, there are a lot of other competitions, and you can just literally throw a dart, but you're close to the Tennessee program in terms of proximity. What do you hear in relation to what's happening there under Josh Heupel?
They, Joe Milton III is the guy at Tennessee, unless he proves otherwise in the preseason. He, the fact that he came in last year at the end of the year, played as well as he did against Vanderbilt. And again, it's a really talented Clemson defense. It was a huge deal for him, the staff, and I think all the players around him. You know, he came from Michigan, and a lot of people forget this, Paul. They'd already seen Hendon Hooker in the spring, Josh Heupel and his staff, and still brought in Joe Milton after spring ball, thinking he was going to be the guy. Well, Hooker clearly was the better player. The rest is history. But I think Milton, his ability to play within the system, you know, everybody knows he's got a great arm. Big guy, 240 pounds, just a monster in the short yardage situation, those packages. You know, Anthony Richardson last year could go from being a guy who was a part-time starter to a top-five pick. And I'm not saying Milton will do that, but he's got a very similar skill set. And in that system, the way they like to throw the football, they spread people out and run the ball. And I think that's the big misconception about Josh Heupel's offense, is they're just going to throw it on every down. They run the football, which takes a lot of the pressure off the quarterback. And I know that everybody's wants to see Nico, and I'm not even going to try to butcher his last name. I'll let you do that.
I can't do it. Tagovailoa was hard enough, Chris. Get-go. I mean, how long did it take for us to learn how to say his name?
Forever. I still butcher it. But everyone wants to see Nico come in and play, and he showed some flashes in the spring. He's the quarterback of the future there. But there again, Milt would really have to struggle. There'd have to be some type of injury situation, I think, for him not to be the guy. And again, they just have so much confidence in him, of what he's done, the way he's hung in there. He didn't mope. You know, when Hooker ended up taking over that job, it just got better and better and really has become a leader on that football team.
Talking to Chris Lowe about quarterback battles. Chris, I want to go back to Alabama because I described you as someone who most of the time knows exactly what's going on at Alabama, and those rare moments when you don't know, you can figure it out just by talking to people that you do know. I bring all that up because we've seen three different polls that have Nick Saban and his Alabama team ranked as in that just dastardly position of number six in the country. I never thought we would be having conversations so foreign, but you know his mindset. You're in and out of there. You know how he thinks and what he stands for. Describe to us, if you could, what's going on with Nick Saban right now in his mind, and what does he have planned to try to prove that he's not done by any stretch?
Yeah, this is what, Paul, I would call yummy rat poison, if you're using the Saban vernacular. Down deep, he would never say it. I think he loves the fact that people are suggesting that Alabama's, lost its, or Nick has lost his fastball, or this program's not where it once was. Now, we've heard that before a couple of different times, and we see how that's turned out. I think we're all guilty of this, and I am guilty as charged. When we're looking at the quarterback situation going into this season, we're judging it on the fact that Bama has had four straight first-round draft picks at that position. And that's a hell of a standard. But you go back, they won national championships or SEC championships with guys like Blake Sims, Jay Coker, A.J. McCarron, but in the two straight 11-12. Even our good buddy Greg McElroy, Nick's first national championship. Those guys weren't marquee first-round NFL draft picks, and yet they won. They were great around those guys. I think that's the key here. How good is Alabama going to be around whoever wins the quarterback position? I know Nick wants to get back to bloody in people's noses, running the football, be better in the offensive line. They feel like they will be. And then on defense, with Kevin Steele coming in there, generate more turnovers, be more aggressive, create more negative plays. I think that's the sort of the culture, the characteristic he wants to see of this football team. But I can tell you this, the fact that the last 2 years they have not won a national championship, and the audacity to go two straight years and not win a national title, he knows that. He's aware of that as much as anybody. And as I said, he's never going to admit it, but down deep, I know he loves the fact, and I guarantee those kids on that team within that program know it, that people have sort of put Bama on the back burner and say, well, their time is coming gone. You got Georgia, you got LSU and Brian Kelly coming up through the ranks. Alabama's probably his best days are behind him. I'd be careful. Be careful to say that type of thing, or certainly anybody's going to play them to have that kind of mentality. I'll add this too, Paul. Their toughest games this year, on paper anyway, are all at Bryant-Denny Stadium. They get Tennessee and Tuscaloosa. They get LSU and Tuscaloosa. Ole Miss and Texas all are in Tuscaloosa.
Chris, you said something very interesting, and when you brought in Tommy Rees, you had to deduct from that there is at least a paradigm shift. But knowing what you do about college football and accepting that Nick Saban is still someone capable of doing things that the rest of college coaches may not be able to, but what are your thoughts on the shifting philosophy right now offensively at a time when most, if not all, are going the other way?
Yeah, the one thing I would point out, Paul, is it still makes offense. I don't care who he brings in to be his coordinator. It's still his offense. You're going to do the core value of what he wants to do on that side of the ball. And he always wants to be able to run the football, to commit to running it. And not that they were bad at running the football. They just weren't as good the last few years. Part of it is they had great quarterbacks. And they had, outside of last year, you had, you know, mega first-round receivers. But I do think he wants to be able to run it in key situations, coming off the goal line, to finish games in the red zone, and still be able to throw the football over people's heads, play action, that type of thing. I don't think they have what I would call a great receiver, but they feel a lot better about this core receivers at depth, and they feel really good about their running backs. The kid from Texas, Jam Miller, I think is a guy that a lot of people are going to know his name by the end of next year. But, yes, they do want to be more what we saw early on under Nick Saban, but also wouldn't say it's just a complete shift from what they've been doing over the last few years.
Chris Lowe joining us on a number of very important college football topics. Many thanks, Chris. We head to the break right now. More of your phone calls. A couple more guests will be dropping by. A busy Monday right here.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And Brandon is up next. Let's go, Brandon.
Hi, Paul. Am I on the line?
Yes, you are.
I just want to say it's a pleasure and an honor speaking to you.
Thank you, Brendan.
And I wanted to let you know that Holy Cross football and football in the Northeast is back. It went undefeated in the regular season in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Congratulations. Ken is up next in Greenwood, South Carolina. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, Paul, let's talk some Gamecock football. What do you think about them in the spring game?
Well, I mean, based on what I saw, everything looks pretty good. It starts at the top when you have a quarterback like Shane Beamer has, and I expect a season similar to last year. Although I don't see two upsets like we saw at the end of the season. I think that's almost impossible to replicate.
Well, really, Spencer didn't show me nothing.
Well, but Ken, here's why you didn't see anything. He doesn't have to show you anything because he's already done it.
Hey,
I always caution people, don't pay too much attention to the spring games, especially when you already have a proven commodity. The spring games are important if you're trying to get a job, not if you have a job. You don't want to give anything away. It's important for Carson Beck to look good, just to get some confidence, for a situation like Buckner, he viewed this spring important. He wanted to make a run against Sam Hartman at Notre Dame. But if you're the leader, what are you? First of all, if you're a coach, why are you going to put your quarterback in a precarious situation in a spring game? Paul is up next. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a couple of questions I want to ask you about the investigation going on Tennessee from NCAA.
Okay.
Why do you think that's drug out so long? It's been 2 years. You know, they impose penalties on itself, and it just keeps.
Well, here's why, Paul, because everyone did not agree. A lot of times what you hope for is that all the parties say, okay, this is what I did, and you settle on a penalty. In Tennessee's case, you had Jeremy Pruitt and one other coach who denied any culpability. So, therefore, Tennessee could not end the case until Pruitt was heard, which happened 3 weeks ago. And now Tennessee is simply waiting for the decision from the NCAA committee.
Yeah, I understand. I got one more thing to ask you, too, with all this Jeremy Pruitt stuff.
Okay.
I wonder if NCAA looked into him when he was at Alabama for any wrongdoing.
The answer is no. Why would they?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're not – the NCAA doesn't like looking into things that they already know about. They're certainly not going to go back and – you know, people forget. How did the NCAA even find out about the Jeremy Pruitt Tennessee case? Tennessee told them. The NCAA, you could, I mean, think of any cliche you want to throw in there. They couldn't find a pot of gold in a Swiss bank. They are stupid. These are not brilliant investigators. These are the Keystone Cops. So they're not looking to Alabama or anywhere else. And besides, no one has ever made an allegation that there was anything nefarious going on in Tuscaloosa under Jeremy Pruitt. Unless I missed that. Did you hear anything?
No.
Okay. Case closed.
Yeah.
Goose is up next in Arkansas. Goose, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. I'd like to know, how long do you think LSU fans will have to wait to get another natty, knowing that the last three coaches did it within 3 years, and Kelly already beat Saban the first time he's had SEC-caliber players, and then this year with Bama not having a quarterback, Georgia having to replace a quarterback, Tennessee having to replace the quarterback, do you think their chances are pretty good to go this year? Do I need to bet the house on it?
Depends on what kind of house you have and whether you could live with losing it. I would not bet my house on Georgia, on LSU. Schedule is a little tricky, and here's why. Yeah, you're playing a top-five team in the first game. You're on the road a lot in the first half of the season, and then you also go to Alabama. And
yes,
I just right now think that Alabama game will certainly decide the SEC West. And next year maybe, but I do not think LSU will win it this year.
Who do you think is going to win it this year, though?
Well, my three top teams would be Southern Cal, Ohio State, and Georgia.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
And I haven't decided yet because I really – I think Alabama is a shot at getting in the playoffs. But I think LSU has an advantage when they're at home. And I think they lose that advantage this year being in Tuscaloosa. That's pretty obvious. But they're a much better team than they were last year when they lost two SEC games. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Let's check in with Tommy in Auburn. Now, hello, Tommy.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are well.
Hey, first of all, I want to talk about Cam Newton. Did he say that one of the reasons he's not in the league is because of his hair?
He may have. I've just quit paying attention to Cam Newton. But I saw something that came along where he talked about appearances. So he may have mentioned that. Did you hear that?
No,
I didn't hear it.
I hadn't heard that.
Okay, I thought I read that, but
I thought the reason Cam Newton wasn't in the league I don't even think it's a matter of him being good or not, because I think Cam Newton is probably, you know, top 30, 40 quarterback. If he's here's the issue with Cam Newton. Can Cam Newton be on your squad as a backup? And
yep.
I don't think anyone has determined he can. I've talked to people that played with Cam Newton in Carolina, and yeah, he was a big star there. but he's almost too big for a locker room in the NFL when he's not the main attraction.
Right.
He has a big, I mean, Cam has a big personality. And to be the backup quarterback, you better have a small personality.
Well, yeah, you got to, you know, you got to be humble. You got to humble yourself. And if he said that, I can't understand his thinking, because I know Ray Lewis was charged with murder, questioned for murder, and went back and played with the Ravens.
Right.
The dude down in Miami, he was a bully in the Vegas.
Yeah, you're right.
The Raiders signed him. So I don't understand that train
well,
of thought.
Well, I just think Cam has had terrible advice. He had an opportunity. Remember, he went back to Carolina. He led them to a win his first time out, and then he threw it all away. He does not have the ability that he had in 2015 when he was the MVP. I still think he's good enough, but he also just can't shut up. And I know I'm not
right.
If you're trying to get a job in the NFL, you don't need to be saying some of the things that he's saying. And I just don't think anybody wants to deal with him. He's not worth it. You can go out and get a backup quarterback that will act like a backup quarterback. And I'm sure somebody who's a friend of Cam would say, well, you know, you're telling – you can't tell somebody that. Well, you can say whatever you want when you're an employee of an NFL team.
And that's correct. And that's the position. That's a leadership position.
Yeah. So he never understood that. He's always been a little too moody, and it's too bad, because even if Cam had retired, I think Cam would have had a tremendous post-playing career as an analyst or as a celebrity, and I think he's throwing a lot of that away right now.
I do too. But about the Auburn quarterback situation.
Yes, sir.
I've been seeing all year that Hugh Freeze doesn't have the quarterback that he needs to win at Auburn. So everyone is excited now that he signed the kid from Michigan State. My question is this. First of all, Robbie played with a bad throwing shoulder all of last year.
Right.
His shoulder wasn't right, but he still played on a bad shoulder. Coming in this year, I think his shoulder is going to be healthy. The kid coming out of Michigan State, if he's the kid everyone's saying he is, his touchdown to interception ratio wasn't the best.
Based on what little I know about him, he doesn't really seem like a dual threat either.
No. That's my whole point. So at the end of the day, I'm going to say this. Robbie Allison is going to be on the center. I don't know what. I mean, I just don't know. He seemed like the perfect quarterback for Hugh Freeze's system. But we're going to see.
Thank you very much. And I hope I like Robbie Ashford. And, you know, Thorne from Michigan State, I think it's good that he's coming in, because I think he adds a lot of excitement to the quarterback room, and they got the guy from Ohio State. By the way, this is interesting. I just saw Pat Smith, who was here the other day, tweeted this out. And take this for whatever you want. And when somebody puts a line out, it doesn't mean anything, but it does set a perceptive bar that smart people have. And this is what they have. This is according to Bet Online, whatever that is. I guess it's a betting service, right? They put the over and under on the wins.
Okay.
So I'm going to throw these out, and we'll talk about it later. Georgia, what do you think it is?
Undefeated.
11.5. Well, you got to get some action. 11.5. Alabama, 10.5. So what's that saying? They're saying Alabama's either going to win 10 or 11 games. You got to make the call. LSU, 9.5. Tennessee, 9. So they're saying Tennessee season maybe a little lower than it was a year ago. A&M is the fifth pick in the SEC. Well, they're tied for fifth. 7.5.
Really?
So you got to say A&M wins 8. I'll say that right now. Put me down. Arkansas and Ole Miss, 7.5. Auburn, 6.5. Kentucky, 6.5. Missouri 6.5, South Carolina. Why is South Carolina at 6.5? Shouldn't they be higher? Just a question. Florida, what do you got them at? Be generous. 5.5. They're essentially saying 6.5, 6 gets you to a bowl game. Do you think Florida goes to a bowl game? And Vandy at 3.5? That is our wager corner here on a Monday afternoon. We'll take a break. Your reaction to all of that right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back, and Ricky is up next. Hello, Ricky. Good afternoon.
Hello, Zed. You got
hey there.
Yeah.
Go right ahead, Ricky. Yes.
Well, I want to talk about Jimbo Fisher.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to hear your comments about what you think that he has done at Texas A&M.
So the question was, what do I think he's done at Texas A&M? Is that what you asked me?
What do you think his legacy has been so far, sir?
Very mixed.
Can you elaborate on that?
If I have to.
Please do.
Well, he was brought in to win a national championship. He was paid an enormous amount of money, more than any coach had ever made before. He has not won a national championship. He's had one really good season, and that was in the COVID year. He has one very significant win. That was 2 years ago, beating Nick Saban at Kyle Field. He has had a multitude of mediocrity, which is concerning.
I don't see their offense having that much success this year, if I'm going to be honest. I don't see them in the CFP. I don't know about you.
Well, I don't either. I think right now Jimbo Fisher is in a position where he's trying to restore A&M to an elite status, and that is his challenge. I don't think anybody in A&M is talking about the CFP. I think what they're talking about is, you know, getting back from where they were a year ago and hoping that the offense under Bobby Petrino corrects itself. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check out Ty in Atlanta. Hello, Ty.
Hey, Paul.
Hi there. What's up?
I'm good. How about you?
We're doing great. Thank you, Ty.
So I came on to talk about which quarterback do you think would have a better a Georgia quarterback would have a better chance of winning the national championship again? Would it be Carson Beck or Brock Vandergrift?
I think it's Carson Beck right now, based on what we know. We don't know that much about Gunner or Vandergrift, but everyone seems to be comfortable with Carson Beck.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself. You be well. Ken is up next. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to let everybody know, Paul, don't forget the girls Wednesday at 4 o'clock. We're in the the regionals, girls softball team.
It's actually the SEC women's tournament.
Yes. I was just pulling that up. And, me and the wife, we go to some of the games and we enjoy it. But you know something, Paul, it's really exciting when you go to one of their games.
What do you like about it, Ken?
Well, it's just the atmosphere, Paul. I mean, I'm a Roll Tide fan, a football fan, but I love the girls' softball because it's more entertaining to me than a men's baseball game.
Well Ken, it's interesting that you say that. In many ways, the women's softball game has done better in terms of attracting television audience than even the men. I mean, college baseball is fantastic, and the SEC has pretty much everybody ranked very high. But the women's game at the end of the year, when the championship comes on, has always done very well because it is. You know, the main reason I think it does well, it's a fast game.
That's exciting.
It moves quickly. It's a two-hour game. College baseball for the men, 4 hours is not unusual.
Right.
That's too long.
So that girl we got pitching now, Paul, she is amazing. Of course, we've had her 4 years.
Yeah, Montana Fouts.
Man, she is unreal. She really is.
No, she's been one of the most exciting players in modern women's baseball history. Ben is up next. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Paul. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I wanted to see
if you were paying attention to that baseball series going on down in Auburn, Alabama, this weekend with LSU
Auburn
Tigers
won the series.
And Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, Auburn had quite a weekend.
They daggum sure did. Back-to-back weekends with top two wins in the SEC after a little shaky start. We had some ups and downs, but these boys, man, they're rallying. I tell you what, that Coach Thompson down there, he's got it going on.
He does indeed. We're at the point of the year when everything starts to matter. You've got one or two schools fighting to get in the tournament in, 3 weeks from now? And everyone else just for position. Merrill is up next. Hey, Merrill.
Yeah, hi, Paul. Before I get into what I want to talk to you about, I just wanted to say one thing that I think you're one of the best sports interviewers I've ever listened to, and I've been around a long time.
Thank you.
So I just want to get that out of the way. I just had an idea for kind of basically doing something about this madness we have now in college football. What if the NCAA made it illegal for freshmen to get NIL money and go back to the old, you have to sit out when you transfer? I think this would clean up a lot of what's going on, because if you're coming in from high school, you really don't have any NIL, and it's just pay for play.
Mel, you're right. The problem is with these laws that NIL is really not governed by the NCAA. NIL right now is governed by individual state legislation. So you'd have to go back in there. The transfer portal is an NCAA issue, and one thing, it's also a conference issue. One thing we saw this year, the second portal, which we just had, you couldn't transfer from an SEC school to an SEC school without penalty, meaning sitting out. So that probably slowed down some of it, but you're still going to have those open portals, and the NCAA just doesn't seem any closer to being able to deal with it. Hey, thank you very much for your kind comments. We have some lines available right now if you want to grab them, 855-242-7285. We have more guests at the top of the hour. We've already had a number of them in here with some great topics, and we're back with more after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. As we roll on here, it is Monday afternoon, and Mitch is up next. Hey, Mitch.
Sir Paul.
Yes, sir.
Mitch. You cut me to the quick. Cut me hard today. Allowing someone else to call you uncle.
Well, he has been severely sanctioned and prohibited from ever using that phrase again. Mm. Who knows? Maybe it was my real nephew.
He looks old enough to be more than a nephew. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my nephew doesn't look like that.
How was your weekend?
It was great, Mitch. Thanks for asking.
I just had to call and pick on you for a second. Hope you have a good night.
Mitch, I plan on it. Thank you. You be well. Mitch used to call in and call me Uncle Paul. Yeah. And in one of those weird moods of mine, I told him to quit doing that. And now he calls me Sir Paul, which I like better.
Yeah, but did that Taken too?
Well, it is Taken, but that person may not be watching right now. He may be writing his 97th album. Glenn is up next. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Bob. How you doing today?
We are well, thank you.
Great. I used to gamble, bet on football. I start on Saturday with the college games, and then if I lost, I'd spend on NFL on Sunday. Sometimes okay. I broke even, but I started losing a lot, so I quit gambling. It's just lost, you just devastating.
What kind of money were you betting?
Oh, it was like $100 here, $100 there. It wasn't like no big time money.
What's the most you got down?
I got down $100 one time, and I come back on Sunday and got it back. A lot of times I would break even, but then when I started losing and didn't have no comeback, I had to stop.
Yeah, that's always the problem with gambling. It's great until you don't have the money, and then all of a sudden there's a knock on your door.
No kidding.
And the guy says, we'd like our money. And you say, well, can I next week. And then the first leg breaks. I knew somebody once who was connected to this world. And I said to this person, I said, how could you associate with this individual? And she told me, it was a woman. She said, well, they don't kill people. I said, well, what do they do? They said, break an arm or a leg now and then. I said, okay. No, not serious at all.
Serious.
Common sense is the next caller. Common, are you there?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Paul?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good. I've been trying to talk to you for a few years. And last week I called and I got a line through. Well, I got cut off, but then I called back and I got another line through, but then I sat on the phone and my wife got on to me, so I had to hang up because I had to go somewhere with her.
Okay, well, I'm glad
so
you got on.
I have to apologize to you guys for hanging up, but I used to listen to you, and I kind of got a little aggravated with you because the way you talked, I'm from Louisiana, LSU is my team, of course. And I kind of got aggravated with you, a few things you would say about LSU. But, you know, I started thinking about it. I guess they kind of deserved it, and because the way they were going through coaches and losses and all this kind of mess, you know, they kind of, I guess they brought it on themselves. But so I kept calling back, and I'd listen to you and stuff like that. It was kind of like, you know, this mustard you get when you go to a Chinese restaurant.
I have to
taste it just to remember. I have to taste it so I can remember how bad it was.
Wasn't that a great feeling the first time your mother passes you an egg roll as you're a kid and you just like layer that thing? You take a bite and suddenly you feel like your ears are flying out of the restaurant.
Well, it's kind of like the little boy when the three little boys sitting around at the table and mama asked them if they wanted a biscuit and one of them replied to her in a very derogatory way and she slapped him, knocked him out of his chair. The second one said, Mom said, you want a biscuit? He said, tasted it, and he told her how bad it tastes, and she slapped him out. The third one, she said, sandwich. He said, "Do you want a biscuit?" He said, "No, ma'am, I don't want them damn biscuits."
Yeah, I remember.
That's kind of like it was.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think he used a more descriptive phrase when he was talking to her. He said, "No, blank. I don't want your blank biscuits."
That's exactly right. Yes. But but anyway, I started listening to you.
Fortunately,
more,
I've never used that line.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Common, I will offer this to you because we're about to run out. I'm glad you got on, and I appreciate it. I don't know whether I was really that disagreeable back then, or maybe I've just gone soft.
Well, you know, Rush, I compared you to Paul Harvey and Rush Limbaugh.
Well, that's the ultimate compliment. Mental health is our next subject, in case you were thinking about turning it off. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.